Get a jump start on 2024 in a new Kia from Robert Brogdon's Olathe Kia. Shop their large selection, including the new Sorento, Niro, and Soul models. You'll score big with low prices, trade assist cash, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit OlatheKia.com.
He's Blair Kirchhoff of the Kansas City Star on the program.
Second half of the program begins right now with our man Blair Kirchhoff joining us. We'll talk some NFL draft with Blair. Of course, our draft coverage, Curtis, is brought to you by
Hollywood Casino, Greenlight Dispensary, and our friends over at Twin Peaks.
TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. If you want to see Independence, Olathe, and in the Northland at the Boardwalk Shops, if you want to go check it out, TVs everywhere, 29 degree, man-sized draft beers, premium cocktails served over ice balls. Curtis, you know all about the ice balls.
Oh, for a long time.
Yep, absolutely.
Nickname and ice
absolutely. Balls. That made-from-scratch menu, most scenic views anywhere in town. It's at Twin Peaks, TwinPeaksRestaurant.com. Belly up to the bar or grab yourself a table with your buddies and watch some NFL draft. NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. It's all on at Twin Peaks. Mr. Kirchhoff, how are you?
Great. I hope you are, too.
Yeah, we're doing great. We're doing really good.
Got a long, long night ahead of you.
We do, but
it's
fun.
That's what I hear.
You know, get a chance to really broadcast and maybe hopefully add some enjoyment to some people.
Yeah.
Some fulfilling draft talk on a subject that we love. Get to do it with great people, plus one. You know, that's always good. I'll let you figure out which one is the plus one.
Yeah. It's every year it's like you think it's going to be a long time, at least from my perspective. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, we're at 22 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It gets from like pick 6 to pick 20, seemingly in a heartbeat to me. That middle part,
I agree,
takes off. That's when interesting things start to happen. Things start to get first 4 or 5 pictures. Is like, I know who they're taking.
Goes
blah
off
blah blah
when
blah
it starts
blah.
To go off
and that first trade pops, and then suddenly you're going, hey.
The NFL football is the only sport that actually is going too fast. College did the right thing, but the NFL, 4 possessions. I can't remember which game it was. When the Chiefs had 4 possessions in the first half, I'm like, I'm getting screwed here. Okay, we got to change this up. Stop with all your delays for replays and give me more football. Right? I don't need more talking about football, replaying football. Give me more football. And on the draft, same thing. I was here 15 minutes in the first round. I long for the 15 minutes. I want more analysis of each pick. You know, more and more, they just, you know. And you know what? Here's the other thing. ESPN, and I know we're all in the media world going through transitions and how we're going to do things and, you know, spending money on stuff. But the NFL Network making cuts last month pisses me off.
How about that?
And like I said, ESPN, like they use. I heard a story about, like, there used to be, like, 50-some-odd people in the ESPN draft meeting, 18 now.
Hmm.
Like, you're just not getting the same amount of stuff.
Well, and they're paying certain stars. It's such a star power driven enterprise that, you know, big contracts to certain people because they, you know, I guess they attract the audience. And anyway, that has affected the bottom part of the employment pyramid, I guess. So, yeah, people lost their jobs because they're paying certain people an incredible amount of money. That's just how it goes. But I agree with you. And the ESPN job cutbacks have been happening now for a few years. Andy Katz, remember, was a big ESPN contributor and hasn't been for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it is.
But you're also right. Listen, the time between picks, you get to break down the player, you break down the team. There's all sorts of things to talk about in the first round. And after today, it's absolutely too quick. It goes from 10 minutes to 5 and then 3, I think, from 4 through 7. It just flies by.
Yeah. It annoys me. And it annoys me when they go, okay, let's go back and talk about pick 2 again. Like, because, everything leading up to it, Like, one of the things I do like is...
Well, that's when they get pick two in the, you know, to their interview, right? That's usually, mm-hmm. you know, they're on pick five, but now we've got pick two available, so let's talk to pick two.
Yeah. It drives me crazy. Like, leading up to it, if I saw one more time the top 10 picks, it's like, could you do a little homework? But, like, when you cut all your staff, you don't have anyone to dig in and do all that stuff. The NFL Network has done more, but, like, the mock draft, round one. Hey, how about, like, here's my frustration with the NFL Network, which I like, but I could love. How about an hour show on offensive tackles, an hour on guards, an hour on centers? Like, to me, you have the whole world at your fingertips, and it's run like ESPN, who has to cover everything. But the whole point of having an NFL Network is to drill deep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think, you know, listen, it's just a classic example of it's raining soup. And we're holding a fork, but who gives a crap? We're still billionaires, right? Like, value. Like, I, one of the things I appreciate about John Sherman is he talks about being the steward of this franchise for this period of time. He doesn't speak of my team.
Yeah,
it'll be mine forever, and maybe he'll pass it on to his family or whatever. I don't know, but he views it as, this is my watch on Royals baseball. I'm going to try to do what's right. Every owner should think that way, and when you start a network about your league, it should be badass. You should want it to be badass and the best at everything. And if it's like, well, that's kind of minutia, well, then play it at 11. Okay, but I want minutia. Okay, I want minutia. And it's just like, well, we can't get much of a rating, so we'll just play an old game. Fine, but give me other stuff too. It just so disappointing.
So what will you have both networks going, ESPN and
yes.
NFL Network? Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. Is one ahead of the other when it comes to the picks? Is one
no,
a few seconds ahead, or they're pretty much the same time? Okay.
Tomorrow, when I'm home and not working, thanks to my guys at Applause Custom Sight and Sound, I'll have both networks. I'll have Royals, I'll have NBA, and I'll have NHL.
You won't have Royals because they're supposed to play like at noon.
Are they a day game? Yeah, well, then I'll have another.
Because they're in Detroit, and they didn't want to go against
the
draft.
Well, that's perfect. Because four things at once. Because they don't ever play multiple games. There's a little crossover in this first round. But usually you don't get everyone that, oh, they got their own time slot, right? But then I can have the four outer TVs with four different things and then switch amongst it on the middle TV.
I'm a little disappointed.
And that's my Friday night. Because after pulling the long one today, yeah. I would just want to sit at home, watch the damn draft.
Maybe you have a Corona Light, perhaps?
Premier. I'm watching. You know, I don't know if you know, but got a bit of a weight problem.
Doctors said.
Watching the carbs and the calories.
A little bit of a weight problem.
A little bit of a weight problem.
Okay.
So the Corona Premier. Modelo Oro.
Oro.
That's the
Oro.
That's the Corona Premier of Modelo.
That's right.
I have both of those. Locked and loaded. Just want to be left alone. After this week, let me watch.
So is it fair to say that rounds two and three are your favorite rounds?
They are now. They are for the past however many years we've been doing Thursday night, which I do like it. We enjoy doing it. It's not.
I've heard you guys. You guys have fun doing it.
Oh, we have a great time. We have a great time. But I don't want to do all 3 days, I'll tell you that.
Right.
And this show. Like, if you want to say, oh, you're not doing this show for a couple days, okay, I'll do all three rounds of the draft. But one night of the draft and five of these, that's enough.
That's it. That's a week.
What makes our show so nice on the draft is that we don't find the most heartbreaking story possible of every single draft
pick,
like ESPN does.
Look at this.
Like it's an Olympics.
What a story. The lone survivor of 82 people dying in a bus accident.
Yeah. His third cousin, who he'd met once at a family reunion.
Everything's a Tom Rinaldi story.
Died in a fire set by a child who didn't know. Like what?
Define the word perseverance.
No.
Trampled by Santa's reindeer.
The University of Herpaderpa, tight end.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not even like the worst thing ever. It's like, lost his grandpa, 105 years old, died peacefully in his sleep.
Like, it was so sudden.
That terrible?
He was 105.
Yeah. How sudden?
I mean, the end.
Yeah.
He was in a coma for 6 months. I mean, the very end. So sudden.
He died from being 105. What are you talking about?
He had a smile on his face. He had a 24-year-old wife who was in bed with him.
Every day after.
So tragic.
Every day after 100, he woke up going, this is still happening?
But that's the human interest I crave.
It's not what I crave. I want a breakdown. I want video breakdowns. This is where the guy's strengths are. This is where his weaknesses are. Like, you can do as many human interest things as you want around the draft. My wife is not blanking watching.
Yes.
That's
and
exactly
even the fans
right.
of the team who
the
drafted.
The Olympic approach works for the Olympics, not for the draft.
Even the fans of the team who drafted the guy don't care about that part of it. The fans of the teams who didn't draft the guy really don't care about that part of it.
Yeah, this is really not Tom Rinaldi's territory here, is it? This should not be a Tom Rinaldi event.
No.
Pre-game show for college football or whatever. That's where Tom shines.
By the way, Blair Kirkhoff brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse, framekc.com. Blair, I procured the front page of the Star
for the
Super Bowl.
Yeah, because I had some I got some for you. So
do you really?
But you already have them. If you need a spare,
okay.
I'm your guy.
Okay.
Curtis and I are fine. Don't worry about it.
I screwed up and didn't get it. I have a newspaper of all my championships, Royals, Chiefs. You know what I don't have? I don't have Sporting.
Sporting's 13.
Can you get me that?
I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Yeah. KU's national championship?
That's not mine. That's my wife's.
I
have KU's near national championship in 2003, the New Orleans Times Picayune.
Yeah.
I have that one. I do actually have the Star from that day. It was Kirk Heinrich with his head down. Mwah. It's a great day. I have my Syracuse championship, my Royals and Chiefs. And I need a Sporting. Can you give me the Wizards one, too?
The 2000 Wizards?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can do that. I wonder how that was displayed.
Can you give me last year's Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I asked for.
Yeah. Still on one.
Thanks for listening.
I have that, but it's like the week I got it, it's a little
You ran
leaky
out of toilet paper?
A little leaky sunroof. It's dried out, you dry out. Wet newspaper, it just kind of has that forever crinkly thing.
Right.
Looks like parchment paper, so that's no good. That's no good.
You got it.
Art and Frame Warehouse, framekc.com. Take it down there. Michael said, by the way, it is a wonderful study in the evolution of the newspaper.
Well,
the printed paper.
The size of the paper itself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like we're,
Yes, we're trusting your eyesight is getting better with age.
Yes, because I've got them. It's like, here they go, smaller as we go along.
The evolution.
There's a lot more border.
Yeah.
Michael's like, what do you want me to do? He actually asked me when I took him a whole bunch of them down there. And I've got it's a New Orleans paper as well from the Chiefs' first one.
Oh, wow.
And so it's huge.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you want me to make them all the same size? Because there's going to be a lot of periphery.
About a border.
There's more border than paper. I said, no. Just, nice amount of border and bring it down.
And I've noticed on, if you took the three Super Bowls in the last 5 years, one or two of the front pages actually has an advertisement on it, like at the bottom.
Yes.
Which,
But it's subtle. It's only about 38% of it. Very subtle.
I hope we cashed in huge on that. I think the rest of the papers are black and white. That's a big color ad.
There's a tiny photo of Patrick Mahomes, and then it says, Corona!
See inside.
Yeah. It's a wonderful evolution. Anyway, and Michael's always like, well, what do you want? I go, Michael, come on. You're the guy. You're the artist.
Make the magic.
Do your thing. Like, he'd be so nice. So, well, I want to make sure you got it. I said, I know you do. but I'm an idiot. I have no artistic talent. You are an artist. Make this thing happen. And it's great. So, anyway, FrameKC.com, Art and Frame Warehouse at 9112 Metcalf. And they are great. And I got to take down a new star front page to have it framed. By the way, do you how many Mizzou guys do you think you're going tonight?
I think one tonight.
Which one?
Darius.
Okay.
I think he'll
not Rake Straw.
No, I think Rake Straw will go early on Friday. And then I think what's the over under for number of Missouri players total being drafted? Is it
I think it's six. Was it 5.5?
Probably. I think it depends on whether or not Cody Schrader gets
that's,
picked
to
up
me
in like
that's
or
the
seven.
Key, right? He's
but
he would be the sixth.
It's going to be you mentioned Robinson, Rake Straw, Chris Abrams, Drain, Javon Foster, and Tyron Hopper. Those
right.
are the five I'm pretty sure,
sure
about. Six would be if someone takes a flyer on Cody Schrader on
and
Saturday. There,
and there's also Carlisle, the other defensive back.
Yeah, J.C. Carlisle
could also be in the mix.
I'd say he'd be seven.
And that would be that'd be a record for Missouri.
I believe
if they get set. I think it would match their 81 draft.
Yeah, with Winslow and all those guys.
Yep, like Wilder may have been in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Earl
Gant.
Yep. So, but what a statement that would be for Missouri if by the end of the weekend, they have seven kids. Six or seven.
Years back when that kind of started happening for Missouri, because you know, the one thing you do is I got a new coach for a program. Okay, start winning some games. Then start winning some big games. Then you want to start seeing that logo up on the screen of the NFL draft on day one. Because any guy who's good, they all watch the draft, and they all want to go to the league, you know, to quote Bob Huggins. And I remember seeing, it was maybe 2005 or 6 or something, the Texas Football Media Guide. And they had that kind of, it's not really prism, but a thing where if you angle it, you can see two different things. And the front of the back of the album, or the book.
It was right before, like, the next year when it was a license plate.
Yeah, right, exactly.
When somebody put, like, a whole license plate
no
on
kidding.
It. That used to be the recruiting tool was, we send you a media guide. It had to have the flashiest media guide out there.
But it had six players in their Texas uniforms. When you moved it, it had the six pictures of them in the NFL uniforms.
Uniform.
I'm like, that speaks.
That is pretty cool.
Well, a lot of guys who are looking to play football somewhere are going to watch the NFL draft tonight and tomorrow. They're going to see the Missouri Tiger logo up there, you know, maybe a half a dozen times in the next 3 days. Huge moment for a program.
Absolutely. And pretty cool that Robinson's going to be there in his hometown of Detroit.
Yep.
So I'm really hoping that he gets the first round call. Could be the Chiefs. I mean, it could be. They could take the edge guy.
He looks like a Steve Spagnuolo defensive lineman.
He does. Yep, he does. So, so be on the if it. I wonder though. I wonder if he hasn't gone through 31. If that's where the Chiefs go, if that tackle's still on the board for him, the offensive tackle or the wide receiver. There's going to be there will be wide receivers that are, I think, gettable at that position. So,
what do you think they want to happen?
It's a good question. What do they want to happen? I think they want teams behind them to trade with them and move back and get more picks. I think somebody who wants a quarterback with like a Bo Nix, say Nix hasn't been taken in the first round, and somebody sitting at 39 or 40, and the Chiefs trade positions with them and gets that team's first round pick next year. That's what I think that would be the best thing that could happen for the Chiefs, because then they can get who they want early in the second round, have another second round pick, and get a first round next year.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting to see. I thought a couple things jumped at me from the Brett Veach presser.
The presser, which is always one of the more interesting press conferences he does during the year.
He said, you know, he kept mentioning corners, kind of unsolicited. And we've all been talking for weeks about wideout, tackle, and then kind of secondarily interior defensive line. And he kept bringing up corners. So I thought that was interesting. And then he said, well, it looks like a deep tackle draft, unless you're picking 32. Because like a whole bunch of them, I mean, he clearly, his mock draft looks a lot like the mock drafts we're seeing where 7, 8, maybe as many as 9 offensive tackles are gone before 32. But then when he pointed that out, it made me think that, like, okay, are they looking to move up and get one of those tackles?
Yeah, possibly. Yep.
I think if they move up, if they do move up, what position are they moving up for?
I do think it'd be tackle. I don't think they can get high enough to get the wide receiver that we, that a consensus top 4 guy. I don't know if they can go that high for that. I don't know if they would go that high for that. You know, when we talk about the tackle, how many times in the, let's just say, the Andy Reid era, have they drafted a tackle after Eric Fisher that came in and started?
Wow. That's a great question.
I think I can count on no hands how many times that's happened.
Yeah, that came in and started, like, as the guy. Not like Lucas Niang filled in and Wanya Morris filled in. Yeah, none.
Since 1-1, right, the first pick of this regime, it just doesn't happen. So it got me wondering, what are they going to do at that position? One of the other things that Veach said the other day was interesting about Wanya. It doesn't sound like he's, you know, that they're sold on him being the guy.
Thank you. If they could not be sold on Kadarius Toney a little more, I'd be even more feeling like they're on top of it. But and then, which they are, yes, they're great. They do great work down there. Just settle down. But
that's an interesting. Yeah, he's still an asset. He's an asset.
You've lost your mind.
I think they can get.
In
something.
What way?
There are people
in
that
who
they think can get you're mispronouncing that word.
7th round pick.
A medium pie delivered for the draft? What on earth?
That sounds good.
If you can, do it. Do it. 3 yards a carry, 6 yards a catch. If somebody tells me he's talented again.
But he's got the sure hands. I don't know where he
And his head's always in the game.
That's what you really call.
And he's never a bother when the game's over.
Nope. Nope.
Is there a box that is of, like, problems that are not checked?
I don't know how we swerved into Kadarius.
I can't help but lose my mind. Listen, I cannot wait for that guy to kick ass and Brett Veach to take yet another victory lap, and I will be thrilled to be like, did not see it coming. Yeah. But, like, I am not without my victories. Okay? Who was that tackle from Kentucky 2 years ago?
Oh, Darius Kennard.
Darian Kennard.
Yeah.
Can't play.
No.
He's still on the practice squad.
He is. But he was one of 10 in that draft, and they did pretty well with the other 9.
Oh, they were great. And I always point that out, like, the extra picks are what made that work. Because if you have him, if you have Nazi Johnson, who they liked and were excited about this year but got hurt, but to this point has done nothing, and Sky Moore, and you eliminate, you know, the extra picks in those rounds, like, all of a sudden you're like, this draft sucks. But it doesn't suck because they had extra picks. And
extra first.
Yeah, I have no
extra second.
I don't freak out when you miss on a guy. Like, Darian Kennard was the SEC Offensive Lineman of the Year.
That's right.
And he goes
in
the fourth round. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here. Fifth round?
I think it was fifth.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on here, but he was the SEC Offensive Lineman of the Year, so he's got to have something. And they took him, so let's see. And I watched him at camp, and I'm like, he's terrible. And then they took
him the year after they took Trey Smith, and they struck kind of gold on a sixth-round pick from the same conference.
That's where we're like, oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, he's going to be guard. They're playing him at tackle. I'm like, well, he's an obvious move to guard, but okay. And then I hear, well, he wanted to try tackle. And then I'm like, then it was, well, he's kind of got a knee that maybe needed some surgery, but he didn't want to get it. I'm like, oh, okay. So then I go back up to St. Joe the next year. I'm like, okay, let's see healthy guy now. He sucks.
You're right.
He couldn't stop anybody. And I'm like, well, what are we doing here? Right? Like, there's some that, like, they do still have vanity because he's still here. That proves it. Because, I mean, like, and again, Kennard your starting guard next year and kicking ass after Trey Smith, you know, gets injured, or they trade Trey Smith in the draft today and he's your guard, I will bow. Brett Veach knows more. Andy Reid knows more football than me. They're definitely better than me. But there are some things that, like, we can look at.
You're right. You're right.
And you're like, no.
But I'll say this. They've also proven they're not hesitant to separate themselves from a draft pick that didn't work out.
I'm thinking exciting.
Like Joshua Kane. Remember Josh Kando?
Was here 4 years, Blair.
He played three games for him.
But they kept him around. You, Josh Kando, you like, or as I like to refer to, B.J. Thomas?
Thompson,
the guy who they took last year, the new Josh Kando?
B.J. Thomas would have been a really bad pick.
They didn't get rid of Kando until they got a new Kando. I will object to your theory.
Ukeme Eligwe, remember him?
Yes.
Who?
Ukeme, was it Eligwe? Was that his name?
I think so, yeah.
Another guy,
was it a fourth round pick?
Yeah.
Like linebacker?
Yep.
I remember him.
Just no idea who you're talking about.
I'm
really?
I know who you're talking about. Yes.
You're joking.
No.
Listen, if I were going to make up a name.
That's you're going to go with Joe Smith? Give me a rough year.
Let's see.
19 or 20 or.
It was.
You lost your mind. There's no such guy. Derek Nottie?
It happened. 2017. Fifth round pick from Georgia Southern. Ukeme Eligwe.
Yeah, that guy.
Wow.
I remember that name. I remember
Eligwe. I'm sure I've clearly, because I have this page bookmarked, seen his name before.
How could you forget the Ukeme Eligwe era? Yes. How can you forget that?
And I'm pretty good at remembering. Like, I remember Jehu Chesson.
Yeah, the wide receiver.
Because I thought he was going to be good.
From Michigan, right?
And Ukeme Eligwe, do not remember. But you know what? I barely remember Leon McQuay.
The Leon McQuay.
Who went after Eligwe.
From USC.
By the way, this might have been why John Dorsey was sent packing. That draft after Patrick Mahomes, Tano Passanio, I mean,
Kareem,
he played.
Then Kareem Hunt, though.
And did have 16 and has had 16 and a half sacks. As Kareem Hunt, who then they cut.
Yeah.
Jehu Chesson, Ukeme Eligwe, and Leon McQuay.
Kimmy, want to be a chief there, buddy boy?
I think that the next draft was the one that was Veach's. The next one was Veach's first.
First drafts, when a new GM comes in, they got to build a staff. They're always a disaster.
Let's call it a rough draft.
Breland Speaks, Derek Nottie, Dorian O'Daniel, Armani Watts, Tre'Mont Smith, and Khalil McKenzie.
He's the one I can't remember. Khalil McKenzie.
I do.
Yeah, he
I actually
flipped, wouldn't it?
I don't mind Khalil McKenzie as much as I mind Dorian O'Daniel. Like, Breland Speaks, bad pick. No way around it.
Terrible.
And when they put him at outside linebacker, I'm like,
really bad pick.
Have you watched this guy walk across your locker room? I mean, you show a movie on that ass. That's not a linebacker's ass.
No.
You know? Like, no chance. Like, he had that, when they'd be in the shorts, he had a hard time keeping the shorts up. Right? And not because he was being stylish. And I'm like, he's an outside linebacker? And then he lined up and they had to play him because somebody got hurt. And his first step was to pick up the front foot and set it back down. A false step.
Strong.
I'm like, good. What?
I mean, that's what you want.
Like, how is this happening? Just a bad pick. And they got off him pretty quick. They brought him to camp the next year.
And had changed defenses. The new defensive coordinator.
And I think, did he stay for a whole second year or did he get hurt?
Seems like he stayed for the second
year. But they were like, done after that. But the one, Dorian O'Daniel.
I thought he was a really good athlete, just a great athlete, but there was no position for him.
Well, that's what I said. I'm like, did you just draft a guy? I'm like, okay, this is going to be a coverage linebacker. And they remember what they said? He's like a Dan Sorensen. I'm like, whoa. You lost me.
Wrong.
You lost me.
Wrong name.
Dan Sorensen is like something else. When you're drafting like Dan Sorensen, no. All right, we're giving them a hard time about their mistakes. They're really good. We can throw some Clyde Edwards-Helaire in there if you want.
Yeah.
There are mistakes because everybody makes mistakes. But they're really good at what they do, especially D-backs.
Well, yes, especially D-backs. But it's true that they're great after the first day, for sure,
mm-hmm.
in rounds 2 through 7. They also are, I think they're really good. They have created an environment where people don't have to come in and start and to make an impact.
Yeah.
That's where every other 31 other NFL teams have to have that. The Chiefs don't have to have that.
You want us to break? Mention it at some point. Blair Kirkhoff's with us. He's brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse. FrameKC.com. Go see him in person. 92nd Metcalf. They specialize in sports memorabilia, but they can frame anything for you. It's graduation season, soon to be wedding season. You want the best framing done anywhere, anywhere in the country. It's Art and Frame Warehouse online.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
FrameKC.com.
All right, the good sense. End of the hour answer. In the common draft era, two schools have produced five number one overall picks in the NFL draft. I asked for either school.
Blair, take a shot.
Well, I got a list of candidates. USC.
That's one.
Yep.
You win.
How about does Notre Dame on the list?
They've had five, but not in the common draft era. Only one of them has been in the top. That's Walt Podolsky.
Podolsky. I was going back.
Not go on to greatness.
How about Oklahoma would be on my candidate
list? Oklahoma. There it is.
Oh, okay.
Oklahoma and USC.
Yep.
And Georgia wouldn't be on there because of they had the didn't they have the first or second?
I think they have four overall.
Okay.
Auburn has five, but only three of those have come in the common draft era. So just USC and Oklahoma.
USC and Oklahoma. Playing for a little good sense, mm-hmm. GoodSenseSubs.com. If you want a great spread for graduation time, let Good Sense cater your graduation party. I said this, three of the last four graduation parties I went to, they had Good Sense. It is a great choice, whether it's the freshly sliced sub trays, fresh baked cookie trays, family-sized pastas, or the gourmet meatball slider kits, or all of them. Yes, all of them. If you got a big party, Good Sense makes catering easy. Get $5 off any large catering tray on or family-sized pasta with code WHBG5. WHBG5. Just go to GoodSense.com or order on the Good Sense app right now. Blair Kirkhoff is with us, brought to you by our friends at Family Leisure. Blair Laird Veach. I said Family Leisure. That's Ty Lebo. Blair's brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse. Sorry. FrameKC.com. Family Leisure is a great spot, too. Get you a massage chair and watch the draft. There you go. But brought to you by our friends at Art and Frame Warehouse, FrameKC.com. For all your framing needs, Blair, Laird Veach.
Another Veach enters the Kansas City sports orbit.
He
is the ninth athletic director in the last 6 months.
Amazing.
No, what is the number, Curtis?
I did not give you the item with the number.
Well, look,
since you're the Mizzou fan.
I don't keep track of our
since
ADs.
Since Mike Alden, it would be Mac Rhodes.
Goofy Baylor guy.
Jim Sterk.
Mm-hmm. Where'd he go? Who's he again?
Sterk was kind of invited to retire.
Okay.
And then Desiree. And now Laird
so
Veach.
Four in.
What about maybe? Pinkel. I think Pinkel's final year was 2015. Wasn't? I think Mac Rhodes hired Barry Odom to replace him. So yeah. It had what in the last? So
before that would have been that goes back to Castiglione, right? Before that,
yeah. Well,
or no, Alden,
well,
before Mike Alden.
We're not going before Alden. We're trying to establish a whole bunch in a short period of time.
Yeah, I'm trying to find a.
Well, 26 player, of course, you had.
Four in maybe 9 years, 9 or 10 years, I believe, would be the.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
It's a lot in a short amount of time.
Did they get it right with Laird Veach?
Seemingly. A guy who has been, he's the first of that group that has Missouri experience, having worked there, and then not only at Missouri, but then for Learfield. in Jeff City, so knows the territory, and worked for the Missouri properties there.
So he'll know where to get lunch, you mean.
Right. Which is, don't underestimate that, my
Very
friend.
Very important. A lot of time wasted when you're a newbie, like, I don't know where to go.
He knows the SEC.
Been driving around neighborhoods for 3 hours. Oh, I want a sandwich.
Keep turning left, and I'm not going anywhere.
It's important.
Comes to, worked at Florida, which is, you know, and has AD experience at Memphis. So I think he's got the resume. What's really interesting to me about him is he knew he wanted to go into athletic administration right out of college, and that's what he did. Texas hired him out of K-State to work as a grad assistant under DeLoss Dodds.
Have you heard anything about why it took so long? I mean, it really doesn't matter. Like, nothing, they still got what was immediately one of the top candidates on everybody's list, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, do we have any?
I don't know.
Was he saying no for 2 months to get what it was he thought the program needed to be successful?
Maybe we'll get an answer tomorrow when he has his press conference.
Are you going down?
I am. I'm going to go.
Are you going to grill him?
Well, I think that's the occasion to.
Listen up. What the hell took so long? When did they call you? Give us the timeline. Did you tell them no? What's all screwed up, and how will you fix it?
I think.
And I'll have a follow-up, please, Brad. That's a little ha-ha for those of us in the media who are on the Chiefs call. So.
Or I'll have a second question.
Yeah.
Kind of depends on how you want to.
Hey, Laird, thanks for doing this.
Oh, if you thank him for the press conference,
welcome to Columbia.
I will punch you in your face the next time you walk in the studio.
Thank you for doing this.
Finally, let that boil over yesterday. Well, thanks, Coach, for doing this. It's his job. He's required by the NFL. Stop thanking him. You're not getting an invite to Thanksgiving dinner.
As we said, if you drive to the guy's house, knock on his door, and he talks to you for 10 minutes, you can
then
say,
you can thank him.
Thank you, Coach, for doing this.
I got a deadline.
Yeah.
All right. I need some quotes. Coach, you got a few? Okay, then thank him.
I
got
to finish dinner. Appreciate you coming over.
But, like, especially with Reed, he gives you 8.5 minutes. Other coaches do 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Andy Reid. He's a great coach. Everybody should love Andy Reid. It's fantastic. And when you've won championships, 8.5 minutes or bite my cheek, Petro, is a fine response. It's you can do that.
I put a quarter in the meter outside before I came in, and I'll be able to get back out before the thing expires.
But we don't need to thank him for doing the bare minimum.
So the next time there's a Zoom call and I follow you, I'm going to say, Soren thanks you. You just forgot. Soren thanks you.
On behalf of Soren, thank you for doing this. And welcome to Kansas City.
And then you'll see me waving. Unmute! Unmute! No, I don't! No, I don't!
I don't know what part of Andy Reid's new contract includes, you know, spending time with the media. I'm sure there's some language in there. But we know for sure in college sports, head coaches are required.
And yes.
That is, they get paid.
No, the league, they're required. The Chiefs trample all over the league rules with, like, making players available and all that.
Yeah, they do.
But,
that's true.
You know, there are things they're supposed to do, which is why, for me, and I'm going to say this to Frank White, I'm going to say it to Lucas, Mayor Lucas, I'm going to say it to whoever has anything to do with these things. You need to put into the lease that the owners of these teams will talk a couple times a year for a minimum amount of time. Because if you're going to give them all the money, they should have to answer to the people that are paying for
it. Right, no doubt about it. And look, I'm sure you would agree with me that John Sherman seems to be the type of person that would avail himself to such a request.
He seems to, so far... But you know what? David Glass would go on the radio with me when he first got here, and as it got ugly, no more.
Is that right, really?
Yeah. You didn't hear David Glass except for at the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And, like, a rare occasion where they were taking a victory lap of some sort until we got to the playoffs, and then there he was in the clubhouse for all the champagne celebrations, which is fine. But, like, you can't just be there for the party when you're playing in a publicly funded stadium,
right? And you're talking about a sport where the failure gets, you know, amplified in the clubhouse on a regular basis. You know, baseball players talk more after, you know, losses and, you know, a bad outing by the starting pitcher. They're not required, but they do it.
They do it.
I've always admired that about baseball, by the way.
Now, and as we've seen in baseball, there are many times that their heads explode, and so now you see why the other sports don't want to do it.
Right.
They're like the drummers for Spinal Tap.
Hey, everybody. Joe Spiker, owner of Easton Roofing here. For almost 10 years, we've been a locally owned and operated family business. At Easton, we work on every job with one thing in mind. Integrity matters. I grew up in Central Kansas, was raised on the values of respecting hard work. At Easton, we always make decisions based on the ethical, right thing for the customer. That's what integrity means to us. So if you have any questions about your roof, give me and my team a call. 913-257-5426. Easton Roofing. Integrity matters.
No, actually, that doesn't happen. So we didn't, because Curtis interrupted us, Blair. Blair Kirkhoff's here, brought to you by Art and Frame Warehouse. So, Veach. Laird Veach.
Yeah.
Success? You're predicting success?
Well, how are we going to measure it?
Well, for Missouri, more than 2 years. But no, I'd say 5 years, 5 years plus.
Yeah.
I do,
yes.
Too.
Yeah.
I think they got it right.
Absolutely. He's had good things happen wherever he's been. So, yes, Memphis, raised money at Memphis, was the athletic director when they got to the Cotton Bowl. I think it was his first year at Memphis. They've had a couple of double-digit win seasons there. So, if men's basketball doesn't improve this year, he might have a big decision to make early in his tenure with that. Probably going to have one with women's basketball. But football... You know, from now until, you know, the end of football season, all is going to seem pretty well at Missouri.
Yeah,
including tonight and this weekend with the draft.
What would you call a success? Or what's the first? Like, first of all, my first order of business is get to the Final Four.
Well, that would be nirvana for Missouri, since it's never happened. Right, that would be.
But it's just not that hard. It is. I do agree. We had Gabe DeArmond on yesterday. It is somewhat just a statistical anomaly, especially the Norm Stewart era. The fact that Norm didn't get there is just kind of an anomaly.
They've been to the most Elite Eights without of a Power Five programs that have not gotten.
Was it five?
Four.
Yeah.
So sometimes that's
with
just
four
dumb.
Different coaches.
Right.
That's right. Right. And sometimes it's a dumb luck. But when you think about each of those.
Take that back. No, two of them were Norm. 76, 94 were Norm. 02 under Quinn Snyder. Right. And then 09 under Mike Anderson.
Yeah. And that's it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Frank Haight did the obvious.
Yeah. Right.
He just had a two seat, but he didn't get there.
Right, right. And when you think about it, they lost big in just about all of them, right?
Got rolled by 20 and by Arizona and
yep. I don't remember the Michigan. They lost to Michigan in 76, right? Yeah. I don't remember how big that was. I remember Willie Smith had 43 in that game. Anyway, yes, getting to the Final Four would be. And listen, I've always said this: no athletic program in the country deserves to print a T-shirt that has success on it more than Missouri does with, you know, college football playoff, which seems closer, actually, to me than a Final Four for them. A college football, they'd have been in it last year with the next year's setup. So, yes, I, in fact, I think this is what I know about Missouri football going into the season. I think a college football playoff appearance is 50-50.
It's the goal for sure.
Yes, and I'm not going to say likely, but it can happen. It can happen.
Yeah,
and then that's a success for the athletic director
for sure. For sure. But I do think at some point that program needs to go to the Final Four.
It does.
You know, that most this without this, like, those all got to go.
Yep.
Those all got to go. Blair, you're the man. Enjoy the draft, my friend.
Have fun tonight.
All right. In the common draft era, how many wideouts have been the number one overall pick? Brought to you by Joe's Kansas City Barbecue.